Here's a man talking about some homemade toys. Can you guess what two toys he's describing? You'll hear a soft drum sound when he mentions the names of the toys.
I've never spoken about when we were children and what we played with. Now, one of the things that seems prevalent with the present generation of children and even the teenagers, that everything's got to be laid on. Nothing was laid on when we were kids. You formulated your own particular devices of what you played at, like you made them. If you wanted to, you went and got a standard briar out of the edge.
What games have you played with a stick from a hedge? Press pause while you have a think, or rewind to the beginning to listen again. When you want to hear some more of the story, press play.
Preferably, willow would be better because it's lighter. And so you bound one portion which bent over the standard portion that you had straight up with string at the top. Then there was string taken down that, and it was bent down in a hoop shape and tied to the bottom. And your mother used to get some newspaper or some brown paper and some paste which you papered the walls with and slap a bit on, and you'd bend it over and take a bobbin of thread or anything that you could get and fix it on to the belly band type thing, as we called it, and you'd adjust it and try it out until it would fly.
Have you guessed what he made? Do you think whatever it is would actually fly? Press pause whilst you have a think, or rewind to the beginning to listen again. When you want to hear some more of the story, press play.
And of course, I mean, you wanted the appropriate weather, which was usually in the early part of the year, March, when there was a fair amount of wind, so that you could get this thing to sail into the sky. And then you used to make a paper tail, which balanced the pieces of paper which was looped onto string, and then you used to send messages right up to the by getting a portion of paper and fitting it over the string through a hole, and the wind would take it right up to the top. And then of course we used to make our own. We used to go down into the River Sense, and this will surprise a lot of people, we used to use our pen nibs.
What do pen nibs look like? What do you think children would do with them apart from writing? Press pause whilst you have a think, or rewind to the beginning to listen again. When you want to hear some more of the story, press play.
With the holder onto an and shoot trout, because you couldn't shoot them with catapults because the stones didn't carry straight.
Have you guessed what two toys this man made in his childhood? Press pause whilst you have a think, or rewind to the beginning to listen again. If you want to know the answer, it's coming now. He made a kite and a bow and arrow.